I'm Oscar Brand, welcoming you this evening to Newport, the storm center of New England. I'd like to sing for you Vern Partlow's Atomic Talkin' Blues, which I learned 32nd hand. I'm gonna preach you a sermon about old man Adam, and I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Dradham. Don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve made it, but I do mean the Adam science liberated. You know, Einstein said he was scared. Einstein says he's scared. I get scared. Green is not my natural complexion. Stop the world! I want to get off! Scared of the atom bomb? All you got to do is get the people in the world together with you. Because if you don't get together and do it, well, one of these days you're going to get shot to hell, and that is no future for a growing boy. The moral of my sermon I'm trying to say is that the atom bomb is here to stay. It is going to stay fixed, that's plain to see. But oh, my dearly beloveds, are we? We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men can be cremated equal. You know, life used to be a simple joy, and the cyclotron a super toy. You get born and live and sometimes marry, and Adam was a word in the dictionary. But it was one of them four-letter words they're always talking about. And some science boys from every clime, they got together and they worked for overtime. Worked and they worked, and when they were done, why, they harnessed up the power of the doggone sun, they were splitting atoms. You could hear them in the universities. Hey, mama, look, I'm splitting an atom. The diplomats are still splitting hairs. Then the Jingo boys, they put on a show to turn back the clock on the UNO to get a corner on atoms, maybe extinguish every doggone atom that couldn't speak English. Down with foreign-born atoms, they said. America's for American atoms. But the Atoms International, spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah and even Siberia. And whether you're black, white, red, or brown, question is the same when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that is the question. It isn't a question of military datum, like who gets their fustest with the mustest atoms. It's the people of the world must decide their fate, stick together or disintegrate. It's up to the people, because the atom don't care. He just flits around as free as the air. He doesn't give a darn about politics or who gets whom into whatever fix. All he wants to do is sit around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Well, I come to the end. I hope I made it clear about what you got to do and what you got to fear. I'm finished now. Here's my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces.